In the first reading today, we hear about those people whom God has called. We are told that he has given them knowledge of holy things. So right now, we can say that is you. God has called you. He has given you knowledge of holy things. And now the question is, what do we do? Some people think as long as you believe in Jesus, everything is just going to be hunky-dory. No suffering in your life because Jesus will take care of it all. No, that's not what it says. So it says that he prospered him in his labors. So the man had to work. And he stood against the greed of his defrauders. So there are going to be dishonest people who are going to try and steal what you've got. He preserved him from his foes and secured him against ambush. So in other words, things are going to be difficult. There are going to be trials, there are going to be difficulties, there are going to be people who are trying to undermine us. It's the way it goes. And then it says, and he gave him the prize for his stern struggle that he might recognize that devotion to God is mightier than all else. Do we recognize that? Now, of course, we would all say that, but do we really recognize it? Because we live it? Because we have seen that, as we heard about Joseph in the Old Testament, that God went down with him into the dungeon, that God did not abandon him in all these difficulties. Do we know that God is with us in our difficulties? Now again, objectively, we all know that, but what happens when the difficulties come? Oh my goodness, the stuff that spews out of our mouths, and the nonsense and the foolishness that comes. Oh, where's God? Why is he allowing this to happen to me? Why, what have I ever done to you? Don't ask that question because you don't really want to know the answer. All you have to do is think of all your confessions. You know the answer already. What have you done to him? But that's beside the point. God's not doing this to you because he's angry. He's not doing it because he hates you. He's doing it because he wants to find out how much you love him. He already knows the answer to that. We don't. Oh boy, on the good days, we think we just love God this much. And then when all these difficulties hit, we find out that we really love him about that much. That's what we have to learn. And it's only by going through these things, tragically for us, over and over and over and over again, at least if you're like me, really, really thick of skull and therefore really, really small of brain, it takes a long time and a lot of effort to get through. And so repeatedly doing it over and over and over and over again so that we can learn some humility, so that we can learn some trust, so that we can learn that devotion to God is mightier than all else. That is so critically important to learn. Again, we all know God is all powerful. He can do anything that he wants. Yeah, we'll all admit to that. But we really don't believe in the midst of our sufferings that he's actually going to do something with that. Until we see how he works us through them. Yes, he allows us to go through all these trials and difficulties. But again, the real question is, I guess if we look at it and put it in the context of the gospel, do we really want him to be our king? He has entrusted you with whatever gifts he's given. In this case, it talked about a gold coin. But he's given you the abilities, the talents, all the graces. And now the question is, what are we going to do with it? Now notice that he had given all of this out, and before he did anything, the people said, we do not want this man to be our king. How many people in the face of the earth right now are saying that about Jesus? We don't want this man to be our king. Now you and I'll say, yeah, we do want him to be our king. And then he's going to say, do you really? Because it says that he's a stern man. And he can be difficult. And we know that. Not because he's angry, not because he's hateful, but because he loves you so much that he wants what's best for you. and therefore is going to be difficult for our good. There is a movie, I don't remember even what the name of it is, it's a World War II movie, and a friend of mine loves to watch it and tells me this story over and over again. And it's about this platoon leader that came in, Band of Brothers is the name of the movie. There's a platoon leader that came in, and the guy was apparently just awful. But he pushed them, and he pushed them, and he pushed them, and he pushed them, and they hated his guts. And finally, he was relieved of his duty, and they put somebody else in there. It's a true story. And they really loved this guy. And they would do anything for him. And when they got through what they had to go through, every one of them admitted, if it weren't for this other guy, we would all be dead. Because he was that hard on us. We had to learn. We had to push ourselves. We had to be able to work this stuff hard. And if he didn't do that to us, we wouldn't have survived. So yeah, we have this new platoon leader that we love and he's great and we'll do whatever, but we couldn't have done it if it weren't for this other guy that was that hard on us. Well, we have our Lord. Look at what he did. Look at his passion. And then ask yourself, should we really expect anything less? He didn't live an easy life. He didn't die an easy death. And he's going to ask us to pick up our cross. He's going to ask us to follow in his footsteps. He's going to ask us to participate in the work of salvation, the work of redemption, in the work of the salvation of souls. This does not come with a cheap price. When you ask God how much your soul is worth, he's going to point to the cross and say, that's how much your soul is worth. Well, there are a lot of other souls out there who need to be saved. So we've got our own that we need to work on and purify, and we can use all that and cooperate with the Lord in bringing about the redemption of others. We want him to be the king for everyone, and we want to prove our loyalty to our king. We want to be able first to know how much we love him. We want to love him more. We want to be able to show to him, show to the world, what true love of Jesus really means. He showed to us and to the world what true love for us really means. And there it is right in front of you on the cross. Now it's our turn to be able to ask the question, do I love him that much? Am I willing to be with him? He's going to be with me through the whole thing, but am I going to be with him? That's the real question. So he's not going to abandon us, but unfortunately in our weakness, we tend to abandon him. So we need to pray for the grace to be faithful. We need to pray for the grace to have the strength to be able to do what we're being asked to do. And what we're being asked to do is really not all that difficult. Yeah, it's a pain, but it's to love. That's what he's asking of us. That's what the purifications are all about. Get rid of all the junk so that all that remains is that love for God. That's what this is all about. That's what the spiritual life is all about. So he has given you the knowledge of holy things, and now he wants to purify that. So it's not just a knowledge of holy things, it is a love of holy things, and ultimately the love of the Holy One. That's what the spiritual life is all about. And it's just to be purified so that that love is pure.